This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Two things about this next story. First of all, it's properly the Home Depot, not just Home Depot. So that. Also, though, and I grant you, more relevant, the Home Depot announced its biggest acquisition ever today. It's buying Texas-based SRS Distribution. $18 billion is the price tag. SRS isn't exactly a household name because it doesn't sell to household consumers. It supplies building materials to big-scale professional contractors doing roofing and landscaping and pool construction. The Home Depot is looking to grab more of that market as consumers cut back on their own DIY home renovations, as Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino reports.
The early years of the pandemic were a bonanza for home renovations, says Carlos Martin at Harvard's Joint Center for Housing Studies.
Well, it's been a wild ride.
Mortgage rates were at record lows, and people were stuck at home with a lot of extra time and extra money to tinker around the house. He says spending on home renovations spiked in 2021 and 2022.
Now what we're going through is a correction and a stabilizing.
So the Home Depot is looking beyond its big orange warehouses for growth, says Michael Brown, a retail strategist at Kearney Consulting.
This new acquisition, I think, gives them access to probably one area where they don't play, which is the pool sector.
And other specialty construction. About half of Home Depot's current business comes from contractors. But until now, the retailer hadn't really served big construction firms that do complex projects requiring highly specialized materials at a massive scale.
The move continues to cement them as the place to go from the everyday consumer to the local contractor to the regional contractors for their one-stop needs.
While professional construction firms have also been affected by the higher interest rates that have slowed down consumer renovations, there's still a severe long-term housing shortage, points out Anibon Basu, chief economist at Associated Builders and Contractors. Not to mention, the government is spending more than $1 trillion on infrastructure projects.
So you put it all together, professional construction firms stand to be very busy on average during the years ahead.
And he says the Home Depot could get a big orange slice of that business. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.